Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. In all likelihood, the last Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show of the 2022-23 season. We want to start off by thanking everybody for listening over the last 6 months of competitive senior men's hockey. We want to thank our title sponsor, the King of Trucks in Rosetown. Worth the drive every time, guaranteed. We want to thank General Well Servicing for sponsoring the Top 10. This week, you'll get a little extended top 10 as we rank some of the league and provincial champions. But fellas, this is it. The swan song of senior hockey.
Last hurrah.
It's over, except for the Quebell Valley Highway Hockey League.
They're playing into June.
Outlier.
Gubba said he's always wanted to play hockey in April. They might get their wish if they go the distance against Grenfell. We should mention that, though. They will finish this weekend. We're probably not going to do a special show just for the Quebell Valley Highway Hockey League next week. Sorry, fellas. March 31 is our cutoff for senior hockey top 10 shows. You missed it.
Let's give the love to the – I know you mentioned them, but Rosetown Mainline, right? We couldn't – say it all the time. Couldn't do it without them. Oh, we really fucking couldn't because we all have real jobs and – this is kind of fun, but they have the interest rates down to 1.49% on the GM side. Everything you need as you roll into spring here, if it ever gets here, on the Chrysler Dodge Jeep side, get a little Jeep action, SUV time. Thanks to Scotty Keegan, there's a bunch of them that work there, the main line in Rosetown, the King of Trucks. Worth the drive every time. Please support them and mention that you love the Monday Nooner. Maybe they'll even be back next year.
Love what they do. We would appreciate if you support them. And then General Well as well. We will get to the top 10, but down in Carnduff, they've been huge supporters of us, based out of Carnduff, but they cover the Southeast. Oil wells, rig moves, all sorts of things oil field related. They've got it going on in Southeast Saskatchewan, Southwestern Manitoba. So appreciate their support, as well as all of the other sponsors on our regular show, which will be back here in the next day or two. By the way, we've got a pretty big time guest coming up on that show. But fellas, what do we want to get into here first? Senior hockey, all the leagues but one wrap up. I guess maybe we should talk Sask Valley, because Kyle Keniston, we talked about the heavyweight battle that was. Kyle drew blood first. They won game one. And then Keniston, steady as she goes, rattle off 3-3, 3-3 nights, all wins, two against Kyle to win the Sask Valley. And then Molly Wop, the Eston Ramblers, in the Provincial C final game two.
I think everybody that has played senior, probably played any hockey at a competitive level, you think about how hard that would have been. 3-3 nights, meaningful games, end of the season, massively banged up in areas. And they just
kids are up at 6:30 in the morning.
They just kept rolling. It's a testament to what they're doing there in Keniston. There was a slight moment this year that I wasn't a believer. I'm all in now. I'm buying
action.
Buying all the stock.
It's a grind. I mean, anybody, like you say, Shank, anybody that's played at that level without a family, without kids, it's hard. And then you got to factor all that stuff in and your job and et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Unbelievable that they could do that 2 years in a row. Crazy.
Yeah. Kyle won game 1-6-5. The Blizz win game 2 at home. Kyle had home ice, as we mentioned. Blizz win game 2-6-1, game 3-7-4 back in Kyle, and then the clincher on home ice last week, 6-3 win. And then, of course, like I mentioned, wrapped it up with a double banner two nights in a row with the provincial final against Eston. So congratulations to the Blizz. I think we can say consensus number one, spoiler alert, double banner, only team.
Incredible feat.
I don't know how you... We're going to get into a lot of stuff in this show. This is actually going to be pretty fun. We'll say it. End of the show, we're going to talk to Don Robertson from Dundas, Real McCoy's in Ontario. If that name doesn't ring a bell, that's okay. But it probably will for a lot of you, because Dundas has been a senior hockey power when it comes to AAA and the Allen Cup runs over the last 20, 30 years. So Donnie Boy, oh man, can he freaking talk? He's going to come on because they're bringing the Allen Cup back, I guess. They're handing it out, is what I'm trying to say, in a few weeks here. And it kind of slid under the radar. So Brandon and I track this guy down and have a nice chat about what they're going to do to hand out the Allen Cup. And he kind of deep dives on what he thinks about Saskatchewan and just single A. And I have to agree with him. But I think if you take a Keniston and you add a Drake, maybe someone like that, you can make a run at this Allen Cup. It'd be hard. They're so banged up.
Which Don will say he hates that. He's like, shouldn't be adding guys. It should be your league team. And I only asked two questions. And the one I asked was, he has good long answers. The one I asked was how many teams were in Ontario, because I think the way they do it, you know, they load up teams. They got that AA league or AAA league, I guess. But I think our product could be just as strong. It's just that it's watered down with 104 teams when they've got 12 in all of Ontario, population more than 10 times Saskatchewan in their province. So there's no doubt Saskatchewan could compete if they had the proper teams assembled. But I think, to his point, not to give it all away, I think there'd need to be some sort of league where there's five or six of those teams in Saskatchewan playing against each other all year. And I just can't see that happening myself in the foreseeable future with the landscape of senior hockey here. So we'll talk about that at the end of the show. I want to talk a little bit about the thought of a championship with the provincial teams or league teams, because I've got some traction on that, or I've heard of some traction happening in senior hockey. So we'll touch on that in just a little bit. Bracket challenge is wrapped up, but let's jump into our last few leagues that wrapped up this past weekend. Sask Alta, congratulations to the Lashburn Flyers. First league win since 1975. They did it on the road in Flying Dust. They got the old four-game sweep in the Sask Alta League final. Lash Vegas partied hard, and they deserved it. 7-4 win in game four to sweep the Meadow Lake Broncos, which includes the likes of John Morasti, fellas, number 51. I was like, why is he number 51? And then this past week, I watched the show Shorzy. Have you guys seen it?
I haven't seen it yet.
It is fucking hilarious. It is about Shorzy, who is a guy on Letterkenny. It's about Shorzy, Shore. And it's based on Ontario Senior Hockey. They call it the No Show League. It's about senior hockey. So if you haven't watched it, watch it. I think Crave is the spot to watch it. Terry Ryan is in it. His name is Ted Hitchcock. If you say it real fast, it sounds like 10-inch cock, but he's in it. I don't want to give away all the jokes, but John Morasti is in the show. He's number 51 in the show, and I think that's why he's wearing number 51 with
nice
at a lake. But I think that Shorzy guy, I think we got to get him. I think he would be a tremendous guest because he's dialed into Ontario senior hockey, which is fitting with our guests coming up here. But sorry to get off topic. Congratulations to Lashburn beating Meadow Lake. Another league that wrapped up was the big, sexy, quick little sweepy poo for the Redvers Rockets. 10-2 was the final score in the deciding game. 10-2 in a championship decider. So congratulations to Redvers. What a run they went on down the stretch. Probably close to 30 games outside of provincials without a loss. Preston Kopic had 6 points. And I believe they did that all without Bud Holloway, leading scorer in the league, who got injured in playoffs. So congratulations, Redvers. Tremendous season down there in the Big Sexy.
Is that all the leagues then? Everything wrapped?
I think the only one we haven't touched on from last week is the Sask East.
Sask East.
The Buffs. Theodore. The Buffs. What can I say? But how about their trainer, fellas, jumping through that wooden table? Oh my God, that was a classic video from the Buffs. But they get it done against their rivals in Rock City, right?
The one thing I loved, the table jump was great. The Gerald Sperling tweet, where he has a picture of in 2003, he won the cup and his son, Keenan, is drinking from the cup. And then it's 2023, Keenan wins the cup and dad is there drinking from it as he pours it in. I thought that was one of the greatest tweets I've seen all season in senior hockey. Congrats to Theodore, everyone out there. Got to go to a period of a game there this year. It's a pretty cool place.
Hey, shout out to Zach McIntyre. I think he might be a former Yorkton Terrier. Don't quote me on that. Don't hockey DB or elite prospects that. He scored the overtime goal. The final was 2-1 in the final game. This was not a 10-2 final. 2-1 in overtime. 5:03 remaining in the first extra time period. Zach scored the winner. So congratulations to them. What a way to win it. And what a memory for him getting the OT winner on home ice there on Saturday night. And yeah, Theodore won both, right? They won 3-2 Friday to go up 2-1. And then they went 2-1 Saturday. So hopefully you took the under in the Sask East low scoring games.
You talked about the Big Sexy. Got to give a quick plug to the guys in Mydale with the Mustangs. I got a chance to drive out there on Saturday, taking their senior hockey year-end tourney, classic, drinking on the bench, everything like that. Shooting the breeze with some of the guys. Very hospitable, by the way. Get this one. There were some guys that played on Mydale this year, which is 15 minutes from Estevan. I don't know, maybe 20. I wrote it down, and it could be wrong, so I apologize if I fuck up these names. Holzer and King. They drive from Saskatoon, and they missed a couple games this year.
One's the goalie, right? I think King's the might be the goalie.
I don't know, but that's freaking crazy. Like, driving from Regina would be a stretch to Mydale for every game. From Saskatoon, and they get gas
money.
I know.
No wonder the Stangs turned it around this year. Went from bottom of the pack to middle of the pack. Next year, they'll be hoisting one in Mydale. The fellas from the HBC podcast, I think you're hanging out with. So shout out to those fellas.
They all had hats on. I don't know who the names are, but they were great guys. Everything was awesome. Handed out some tarps. These goalies were kicking. And we gave them the player of the game. The one guy doesn't even play hockey anymore. And I'm like, well, he's got to play in the Big Six next year. Someone's got a goalie. It was pretty cool. Everything down in Estevan. Here's a thing about Estevan. Maybe I should talk about this on the regular show. Shane was there as well. Everything in that city is sponsored.
Yeah.
The rink's sponsored. Bathrooms are sponsored. You would drive around town, curling rink sponsored. The shelves in the rink are sponsored. Where they dress.
Everything. That's like, smart.
Urinals, probably sponsored. Next.
Hustle is real.
Pee on the sponsor.
I loved it. Loved everything about that city. Town.
Yeah. Unreal building down there. Unreal.
Hey, next thing I want to mention before I forget, bracket challenge wrapped up, obviously with provincials being wrapped up. We talked about our great sponsors of this program. How about RoofMart, all your roofing needs. Richie Brothers Auctioneers, always auction season, buying, selling. GB Construction, Kipling-based heavy earth moving company. They do so much around Western Canada, their beauties. And Elkridge Resort. Quick rundown on what the winner gets again to Elkridge. I don't have it mesmerized.
Two nights in a condo or townhouse, 8 rounds of golf with a chariot, $100 drinking in the tavern, a limo ride if you want to cruise around the Lakeland area, maybe hit some signs. And yeah, unbelievable package from Ryan Danberg and Brian Wells and everyone up in Elk Ridge. Chad McCormick from Roof Mart, I feel, is very disappointed he didn't finish dead last.
Who did finish dead last? Myers?
I don't even know. You know what? I didn't even look at that.
You know, it's a damn good contest when guys want to finish last.
Yeah.
I didn't actually, I forgot to tweet out the final standings, actually, when I just put out the top 10, because I know somebody DM'd and said, hey, can you send a link to the final standings? Me and some buddies had some side bets, which is fantastic. Belts, I know you beat me by 1 point. Hate to see that.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, somebody was in my DMs about that. personal DMs. Div 3 Nathan insider.
I think I got the Monday Nooner trophy for the year.
Did you? Yeah.
I think snuck. Once Davidson lost in the first round, I thought I was screwed. You know what the sad thing is as you look it up? Jason Schneider, the all-time legend, finishing second. And was he a point behind? He might have been a point behind.
One point. Yeah.
You know what it reminded me of? When I think it was Stuart Sink beat Tom Watson in that British Open. And Tom Watson was like 56 years old. And he just couldn't hang on the back nine. And everyone wanted Tom Watson to win because he was this legend and a veteran. That's what I felt like for old Snipe there. Nothing against Mr. DePaper, Paper, but he won it fair and square. But Snipe was right there.
Most got her.
Last place was Thomas Tikutuwe. Is how we're going to say that. 13 total points. Crazy low. Chad McCormick tied 753rd, which is good enough for fourth last.
Good job.
Who got last?
He just said
it. I just said it. Thomas, Tommy, you just want me to say it again? Tikutuwe. Yeah, there you go. And the winner, Dave DePape, like you mentioned, congratulations to him. He's a former Foam Lake Flyer way, way, way back in the day. Like, I think it was a few decades ago. So still knows his senior hockey, and he said it was more being lucky than good, but he's happy to head there. And his new Twitter profile is reigning Monday Nooner Provincial Senior Bracket Champion is what it says. And his new profile picture is a screenshot of the standings. So he's,
I love it.
He's all in. Top five, just going to quickly congratulate Kalisha Palmer, fifth, tied third, Janet Ferguson and Mr. Figgett. Got his name wrong all year. And then second, like you mentioned, Snipe and Davidson. So there you go, fellas. That was a fun addition to Provincials.
It would be a shame not to do it again next year if we do this thing again next year. Thanks to those sponsors.
Maybe we get more sponsors next year. We pay down to five, top five. You never know.
And Kellen Enslev.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget about that gentleman who really did all the heavy lifting. We owe Kellen. We're actually going to buy him a nice little prize here. Present, I mean.
Little treat.
We definitely couldn't have done it without him. And thank you. Thank you, Kellen, so much. Appreciate you. Give you a hug next time I see you.
Yeah, what a beauty.
Hey, before we get into the top 10, I just want to mention I had some feedback from the idea of doing a league or provincial tournament next year.
I got the rings ready.
Talk is cheap, right? Like, we're not organizing this. But I do know a guy or a few guys who I know, based on their history with senior hockey and how passionate they are, they're serious when they say they've had conversations already. In the last week with Kelly McClintock, they've talked to some potential sponsors. They've talked about venues. And I told them I would not mention their name yet. He just said, I don't want my name out there yet because it's still preliminary, but I'm prepared to kind of run this thing if we can get things happening. And obviously, looking at like, what do we need to do? Maybe some potential prize money for teams. This particular person is thinking maybe provincials is the way to go. The provincial champs just, I think logistics wise, as much as anything, probably easier to organize with four teams as opposed to 12, but there's some definite passion. And I feel like there's a chance that, you know, there's at least people that are going to put their best foot forward to make this happen, which is pretty cool.
I think you're going to, I agree. The senior gives you less entries, so it makes it easier, but I think D to A, there's going to be too much of a discrepancy after I thought about this. Second, if you did it leagues, probably a little more fair. Some of the leagues have different import rules. I get that. You're not going to get every league compete. Like some of those leagues will just opt out. So maybe it will only be six or seven. But to your point, when I see that come up on our Twitter feed, you know what it does? It absolutely freaking exhausts me. Just to initially think about that. So if there's someone that's going to do it, fantastic. Fill your boots. Let the Nooner know how we can help out. Yeah. But I have like cold sweats when I think about it.
And his idea was maybe you just invite like the top four or five leagues, which I think is fair. Like, I don't know that you need them all.
One woke bastard up in some league somewhere that's going to make a big shit stink that they didn't get invited and blah, blah, blah. Maybe. I don't think you will, but there's something there. It needs someone with, like you said, with a lot of time and passion. And deep pockets always helps in everything in life. Kids, yeah. Don't let them fool you.
Yeah,
for sure. And the biggest challenge is, to me, might honestly be player and team buy-in, right?
Yeah.
I believe there are sponsors that would come on board.
Oh, 100%.
You know, that sponsor, maybe Hockey Sask or maybe this podcast or whatever, right?
Don't take from our budget, though.
Hotel Association.
I did tell them that, we're here to help. If we can promote it, if we can broadcast it, we'd probably be open to that. Not to speak for you guys, but I would for sure, man. If it was two nights, one weekend, 100%. Yeah. I bet.
If it was one weekend and the juice was worth the squeeze, sure.
I don't care about juice, though. I don't care about getting paid if that's what you're getting at. Like, I don't give a shit if we broadcast two games. Like,
experience Regina.
If I'm just trying to think about this guy grinds throughout provincials and league, let's say, and he's got the wife at home and maybe some young kids, and he's like, oh yeah, we're going to Regina for this tournament next weekend. It's like a year end now. And she goes, excuse me? You mean to tell me senior hockey's not done after the last month? Yeah, we got to go play in this like challenge in Regina. Yeah. Okay, well, when you get home, I won't be here with the kids.
And there's a cabaret.
And I could win money. That could be the tipping point. I could bring $1,000 home. Not that it would be $1,000 a guy, but yeah, no, there are people. There are people interested in making this happen.
Deep pockets for sure.
I like it. I like the idea. I like it. Hope it happens.
So yeah, we'll see what comes of that. But
keep us updated.
That's kind of it for senior hockey. Why don't we get into our top 10? After that, we'll talk to the fella from Dundas about the Allen Cup being awarded. So if you're super interested in senior and what's going on with AAA and an Allen Cup being handed out, stick around after the top 10. That'll be about a 20-minute, really fun, interesting interview with a senior hockey legend. He's been in the game for 50 years. So,
all right, General Well Servicing, southeastern Saskatchewan, pay you a shit ton of money where you can sponsor some sort of senior hockey tournament. You're going to have so much money, you can just throw it around to guys to come play. General Well Servicing, thanks everything you do for the podcast over the years, and hopefully you're back next year. This week, it's the senior hockey top 15. Brandon, how did you come up with this?
We've got all the league champions and all of the provincial champions, which 12 leagues, 4 provincials, 1 double banner equals 15.
And we ran a simulated series or season in NHL 94. And Keniston who was the best team in that highest ranked? Montreal, maybe? Patrick Roy? Roenick was good. Roenick. The team wasn't that good. Anyway, yeah, no. So top 15, no honorable mentions. Go. Let's go.
This is the General Well Servicing Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
Number 15, all the way down my neck of the woods, Div 3 style, the Gullake Greyhounds.
Number 14, they could have been up. They could have, we just didn't, you know, they didn't get to watch a game in this league this year. That's what really hurt. But we think that it's a quality league, good on what they did in the Twin Rivers all year. Number 14, the Dalmany Kachinas.
13, from the Sask Prairie, back-to-back champions, the Miota Combines.
Love the Bines.
Number 12, back over Div 3. Didn't plan on me reading these, but it worked out. Team Moose Jaw from Assiniboia, the Rebels.
Div 3 closer to Regina in the number 11 spot, the Sweetland and the Craik Warriors.
Number 10.
Number 10, from the Sask East, the Theodore Buffaloes.
Number 9.
Getting into the meat of it now, boys. From the Cobell Valley Hockey League, number 9, the winner of Balcarres and Grenfell. So you'll have to crown yourselves because we don't do this like buzzes past May 31st. So congratulations, one of you.
They might have been higher up, but they lost points for playing into April. That dropped a few spots. So number nine.
Number eight.
From the Sask Alta, these guys haven't won a league championship since World War One. The Las Vegas Deadly TV guys.
Number seven.
Number seven from the Big Sexy. What a year they had. What a run of not losing, but hard to squeeze them in, and they drop, but we think they're awesome. And they won the Big Six, the Redvers Rockets.
Number six.
A little north on the number four. They do not follow us on Twitter, but we're going to give them number six anyway. The Kyle Antelopes.
Number five.
In the five hole, great hockey team, but aging. But they still got it done from the Sask West, the Wilkie Outlaws.
Number four.
The champions of the Provincial B and the finalists of the Best League, the Super League, the Long Lake, the Wadena. What were the refs doing in Davidson Wildcats?
Number three.
Number three from the Long Lake Hockey League, the Super League, the winners of that, the Davidson Tornadoes.
Number two.
Provincial team, they were good. We knew they were going to be good when they mollywopped Kindersley in round one of A. They loaded up, a few different teams there. The Drake meets.
The number one senior hockey team in the province.
The number one unanimous team in Saskatchewan. They were there at the start of the year. They were there last year. They're still there. Dub Blizz, double banner equals number one. Congratulations, the top team in senior hockey for 2022-23. Hey, speaking of Keniston, why don't we throw in a little plug here right after that for the Super Draft. Can people still get in on the Super Draft?
Deadline is April 14th. You got to go online. No problem. Print off your sheets and get them in. Yeah. Up to 80 grand in prizes for the Keniston Super Draft in the playoffs here. So we want to see what everyone's doing. So make sure you screenshot the Monday Nooner and send it to DM, because we're going to give some swag away to a Monday Nooner listener that enters the Keniston Super Draft April 14th.
Deadly. Get in. Yeah.
Love it.
Tell them the Monday Nooner sent you, possibly win some swag. Quick plug for this. I believe it's still going on when we release this show. Speaking of giveaways, kudos to the Saskatoon Blades Hockey Club. Awesome to see them filling that barn the last couple games against Regina. Even better for them that they get Bedard and the Pats in round one, because you know they're going to get another 15,000 for at least two more games. And then if they win, obviously second round, they're going to pack the SaskTel Center again. So it's a good time to be with the Saskatoon Blades right now. And we thank them for teaming up with us. They gave us some tickets for game two Sunday afternoon in Saskatoon. I don't know if it's sold out yet. It's not when we record, but when this comes out, it might be sold out. They gave us a couple of pairs of tickets, and all you have to do is go to our Twitter or Facebook, the post with the giveaway, and comment a picture of your favorite all-time Saskatoon Blade or Pat. Fellas, who comes to mind for you, all-timers? Barry must have a Blades one.
I got so many, but it's not even my favorite players. It's just the pictures were awesome, and the Blades cards that their police handed out. There's some ugly bastards.
I don't know which one of you guys set out the Mike Reach one. Yeah, I'm surprised no one had a picture of that old mangler up there yet. Classic.
So many weapons.
A lot of good, yeah.
So many.
So many that have been on this show, right? Like you think from the Blades, Chaser, Troy Volhoffer, who else? Tony Twist.
Kaminsky.
Yeah, Killer.
Randy
Killer's
Smith.
Popular one.
Randy Smith did his hair in warm-ups. Had cologne on in warmups.
The Pats, we've got former guests, Durkach, Eberle, Sillinger. There's a
Bedard.
There's a Mitt Romney full of them on both sides. So, yeah, enter that contest Thursday at 5 deadline.
Thanks to the Saskatoon Blades. What an organization.
Beauties.
All right. For Great Western Brewing, the beer deal, all the senior teams that made a shit ton off the beer deal this year, good on you. Get on it next year, senior teams or your ball team, whatever. DM the Monday Nooner. We can help you out. Great Western. It's almost GW Lime season like we talked about. This guy is running the Allen Cup Challenge in Ontario coming up, where they're actually, I find out, it's crazy. They're actually going to physically hand out the Allen Cup. He's part of the Dundas Real McCoys. Fantastic guy. We're going to get him on a number of times next year to talk AAA hockey. Here is Don Robertson.
We told you off the air, Don, we talk senior hockey in Saskatchewan. We don't know a ton, obviously, about what goes on out in Ontario, but you're joining us to tell us about an exciting weekend of senior hockey coming up. But first off, tell us what you do and how long and your involvement with senior hockey in Ontario.
Well, and I don't just call it Ontario, right? I mean, that's where I'm from. I live here. So I get the question, but senior hockey is a Canada-wide thing. So, but my involvement in senior hockey started in 1974, before both you lads were born, as an official. And at the age of 21, I was refereeing senior hockey. And actually 20. They let me referee senior before junior because they wanted to make sure I was older than the kids I was refereeing. But they didn't mind if I was refereeing the senior guys. So senior hockey back in the 70s flourished across Canada. There were multiple teams competing for the Allen Cup, the world's oldest national hockey championship, the greatest trophy that is presented to amateur hockey in the world, in my opinion. And I may be wrong, but it would be the first time. like, it's a great trophy. And senior hockey's been competed for across Canada at the single-A level, which is what they call it now. So I got involved in I hurt myself in a baseball accident when I was refereeing and going on to a referee in the OHL and senior A at I was doing senior, but not triple A at 23, 24. And became a general manager. And then we went on to win a whole bunch of championships. And then we had to move out of Flamborough, the Mott's Clamatos, to Brantford because the building wasn't big enough to hold the people. And in 1987, we won a national championship and beat Nelson, the Maple Leafs. And we had 11 former NHLers. So anyway, that's, you asked me where it started. And it just carries on. I ran a pro team and started a pro league for 3 years, and it carried on for six or seven. But my roots are senior hockey. I love refereeing it, and it was really important. And unbeknownst to me, and I don't know the powers to be, started categorizing it that it would be triple A, double A, single A. And in Ontario, it used to be senior A, intermediate, and intermediate B. And so they recategorized it, and I could go on for hours about what's wrong and what happened to senior hockey, but it is where it is today, and it's been a bit of a failure on the part of the caretakers, and we're trying to fix it. And you guys haven't asked me a question because you're letting me go, and that's great, but Hockey Canada weren't going to run the Allen Cup this year. And we had a number of conversations, and where I'm based out of Dundas, Ontario, the Ontario Hockey Association is going to sanction and run the Allen Cup. It's called a challenge for the Allen Cup. And we're going to have four teams there. We're going to have Innisfil, Alberta, Hamilton, Ontario, Dundas, Hamilton's in our league, and Clarenville, Newfoundland. So we're going to have a 14 tournament, same as we did in 2003. It had been expanded. So we think it's a real event. And we think it's important because it's the world's oldest national hockey championship. And what my vision is, and one of the things that I talk to Hockey Canada about, because I'm passionate about senior hockey and the Allen Cup, is that we get rid of this bullshit that you have to be senior AAA team to compete for the Allen Cup because it's a challenge. And I know in BC, they have like a dozen teams. Don't quote me on the numbers. Some of them are in Grand Prairie in Alberta. They have a senior league there. It's a double A league. They have multiple teams in Saskatchewan. And by the way, when I ran that minor pro team, I looked for guys from Saskatchewan because I'm going to tell you, those kids from Saskatchewan were the toughest sons of bitches I ever had play hockey for me. And when I needed a tough guy, I went to Saskatchewan. Once in a while, I dipped my toe into Quebec. The Ontario guys, not so much. We had a few kooks, but the toughest guys that ever played the game are from Saskatchewan. And as Don Cherry would tell you, I'm going to tell you something right now. Those kids are as tough as nails. And so you guys have got a great double A league. And there's a double A league in Quebec, New Brunswick, and Newfoundland. And I think we need to change how we challenge. I would bet dollars to donuts that the best double A team in Saskatchewan right now, the provincial champion, could compete at the Allen Cup level. And I think we should open it up. And those are the meetings we're going to have at the Allen Cup tournament in Dundas that the Real McCoys are hosting between April 17th and 22nd. Ask me a question.
Yeah, that was great. I love it. I wish all of our interviews were that easy, to be honest with you. Saskatchewan, we categorize it basically A, and then A, B, A and down. You know, did you speak to anyone from Saskatchewan or Sask hockey when you were putting this challenge together?
No.
Did you speak to anyone from British Columbia?
No.
How does NSFL come in?
So, both good questions. Both, I laid out what I think is the plan forward for the Allen Cup. So, I've been around. I have dinosaur shit on my shoes because I've been doing this so long. But because I've been to multiple Allen Cups in Fort St. John, British Columbia, Clarenville, Newfoundland, south of Winnipeg.
War Road.
No, in Manitoba. Yeah, Ile de Chien. And Steinbach. So I've been all over the joint, right? So I have a lot of contacts. So when we approached Hockey Canada and said we wanted to run it as a Challenge Cup, and they granted us that permission because they weren't going to run it this year. And unless you're living under a rock, you know that Hockey Canada have some challenges and they have some priorities. And the Allen Cup right now isn't one of them, but it is a priority for a lot of people. So when you ask me if I talked to Saskatchewan, did I talk to British Columbia? No, because they don't have double A leagues. The Alberta League, the Alberta guys have three teams, two of which I know, Stony Plain and Innisfil. Stony Plain, I thought, were coming, and they made their decision to not come for their own reasons. Some suggest because Innisfil slammed them 8-1 one night, and they knew they couldn't win the Allen Cup, but they have their own reasons for not coming. But I have an old buddy in Clarenville, Newfoundland, Ivan, who we beat in double overtime in Dundas in 2014, and I was driving along in my pickup one day, and I went, son of a bitch, I wonder if Ivan would bring a team because they have a double A league. So they want to come. So why was Saskatchewan not invited? I don't know a lot of guys in Saskatchewan. I don't know the Rosetown guys. I don't know the guys in BC. This thing is who I know. So if you're outside that loop, which includes you two, then it doesn't happen. But what we can do, what we can really do is, and what the plan is that the Allen Cup tournament, we're going to talk about saying, how can we bring Saskatchewan into the loop? Saskatchewan, if they have a great double A league, and I'm telling you, the best double A league in Saskatchewan can compete. My geography is awful. I don't live in Toronto. I don't even like anybody in Toronto. I have people that are relatives in Toronto. I don't even like those sons of bitches because I don't like people in Toronto. But we're in Hamilton. We have the Ticats, and that's what we like. We don't like the Riders that much, but I'll tell you that we have our own things that we like. But I think we can build this thing back up, and the best teams in AA can challenge if they want to. and bring it back to a pure national championship. So that's why I didn't talk to Saskatchewan and BC, but Alberta had three AAA teams, so I approached them, and they wanted to come. And according to some people in Alberta, Innisfil wanted to come, Stony Plain. I don't know what happened with them.
Well, now you're talking to two guys that really literally in probably 25 seconds can contact any senior team in Saskatchewan. No questions asked. The only thing is you mentioned like a double A league. So let's say the A league in Saskatchewan, which is, you know, the Shelbrooks and the team, the Lloyds, they were triple A, but they would play in an A league. And then there'd be some pickup opportunities to bolster the lineups. That's gotta be doable. I think the first thing that teams here are going to say, and when we talked to Kelly McClintock from Sask Hockey about this months ago, the cost involved in getting to making a legit run at the Allan Cup just became astronomical. For a Saskatchewan team down the road, do you foresee making it any easier for a team to say, okay, yeah, we can go, we're going to add, you know, maybe six guys or five guys and make a run at this? And then how would the cost be offset? Any advice that way?
Well, I think adding guys is bullshit. In the real world, I think you're like double A teams can't compete. I want them all to compete, but you really want the best guys. So you two guys, you tell me, Brandon, Barney, you tell me if your absolute very best double A champion was allowed to come, would they be an embarrassment? They'd be a pretty good hockey team.
Well, we don't have a double A. They have an A. And how many teams were in A this year, Brandon?
A 12 in provincials? 12.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think our, like, how many teams, how many senior hockey teams in Ontario? Total.
That's count. So there's four triple A teams, and there are two leagues outside of Hockey Canada. One is 12 teams, one is 8 teams. And they opted out years ago because of the two-fight rule. They wanted the two-fight rule. You guys know when that came in. So, yeah. I mean, that came in like 100 years ago. Now they want to come back. So there is probably, next year we'll have 6 AAA teams. And to answer your question, in future, probably 12 AA teams. So yeah. It's not as popular here because we... because of travel and that big monster that sits in the middle of this province called Toronto, that's its own universe.
Yeah.
Which is why we're Ticat fans, and I'm in Hamilton, not in that metropolis. But you have single A teams probably, you know, come on guys, they can't compete for the Allan Cup. Bernie, you asked me a question about money and competing. Well, you can't bring all-star teams, in my mind. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being the best triple or single A team in the province of Saskatchewan. And let me tell you something else. And I'm going to jump all over the place. I don't know how much time you got. I guess these things aren't time limited. But they used to play for the Hardy Cup when I refereed.
Yeah.
Which was the double A championship, which was a national championship. And I don't think there's anything wrong with bringing back multiple layers of Canadian senior championships. There's nothing wrong with Saskatchewan if you have 12 or 14 teams at single A competing for a national championship, but play at your own level. Back to your question about it became prohibitive to have a senior AAA team. That's because there's a bunch of morons at the senior AAA level that want to pay their players. I don't pay mine. We pay our maximum travel stipend is $75 a game. I have a guy that comes from, which wouldn't matter to you, like 30 kilometers away. His name is Darren Haydar. Darren Haydar is 40 years old. He's in excellent shape. He's in the American Hockey League Hall of Fame. He does not make more than $75 a game. It's these wing nuts and senior AAA that want to pay him $500 a game. So what we do, and I do, which is why we're fairly successful, is if you don't want to play for the love of the game, don't come. I'll give you enough to buy your gas, a beer, and a plate of wings. Jason Williams plays for us. He won a Stanley Cup with the Detroit Red Wings. He comes from London. Geographically, that would be strange to your listeners. That's about 50 miles. He gets $75 a game because he wants to play hockey. So if those guys don't want to play, don't have them on your team. But these idiots that run AAA teams that want to bring guys in that play in the American League and they pay them $300 a game, it doesn't work. And that scares teams like your Saskatchewan people off to say it's cost prohibitive. If you run it like a business and run it properly and only have the guys that want to play the game play, you're fine. But so that's how you eliminate the expense of it. But guys get trapped in, businessmen get trapped in, guys that own trucking companies come in and say, well, you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm going to, here's $50,000. Go get a bunch of good players. Horse Lake, how long ago was that when they brought a team in and they had Theo Fleury and I don't even know what Horse Lake is. Is it in Saskatchewan?
Northern Alberta.
Right? What, you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That was nuts, right? They're paying those guys like bringing NHL players in. That's not senior hockey. So my thought is the senior A level in Saskatchewan probably can't compete for the Allan Cup. I'm going to be honest with you. But there is a championship they can compete for. And let me tell you how to fund it. Is I would fund it, and this is how we plan on growing the Allan Cup. Everybody that wants to compete for the Allan Cup, at the start of the year, their league dues, they put $1,000 in the pot, and that will help subsidize travel. So that if all of a sudden you wake up one morning and went, wow, we're the AA champions in Saskatchewan. Now we got to go to the Allan Cup and we need $40,000. You need a pool and you need like a tournament so everybody's invested in it.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I think from our perspective in Saskatchewan, where it would fall flat is we have more than enough good hockey players. It's just we have 104 senior teams, you know, where the talent is so spread out that these teams couldn't compete because it's spread out throughout the whole province. Like 104 teams deep times 20 guys, there's over 2,200 senior hockey players here, right? There's no doubt there's enough good players that just...
Well, that's where you run in exactly, Brandon. Like you,
that's
run
where
into...
it's you got to add guys, or you don't. Like it's just, yeah, with your league team, there wouldn't be a sniff to compete,
and it wouldn't make any sense that they are. But here's what you got to do: if the Allan Cup means anything to you,
yeah,
I don't know what the Saskatchewan Cup is, but if you've got that many teams and they love what they're doing, carry on, like keep doing what you're doing. But if you want to compete for the Allan Cup, then you should probably have somebody, and it's not me, not you guys, but somebody listening has to say, we need six teams. We're going to have six AA teams. They're going to be our premier teams, or six AAA teams. They'll be our premier teams. And if the guys and the players, look, I deal with it every day. I've been on, like we're starting our league final Saturday night at home. And I'm texting going, are you coming? Are you coming? What a pain in the friggin' ass that is to see if they're coming. But so you got to get them there. But if you could have six teams, and I understand geography in Saskatchewan, you're a ways apart. But if you create six AA teams or AAA teams out of that monstrosity you've got, you can compete. You don't need pickup teams.
Yeah.
But
that'd be the
owners that will commit to do it, right, at that level. And then you need the athletes to say, shit, I got to drive an hour and a half to play a senior game. And it's just commitment. There's nothing wrong with what you have, but to go for the Allan Cup, to say the best single A team gets to pick up 10 guys, that I've seen that over the last 400 years I've been doing this. It doesn't work because some you'll get suckered in and somebody will stack a team and everybody hates everybody. Doesn't work.
We've seen it here numerous times in Saskatchewan, and you know there's been some final appearances, but it was these teams, the payroll that they were running, and they were bringing, you know, it was maybe a core group of six, seven guys, and then they would add to the senior AAA team. Then they would have to go try and play someone. Okay, well, let's go for a series in Alberta. And then are we hosting or is Manitoba hosting? You don't get enough hockey in, and then all of a sudden you're into this tournament where, you know, you have a stumble, it's over in a blink of an eye. and you haven't competed at that level all year, and you have maybe a third of your guys that are just there for the big paycheck. So yeah, no, there's a lot.
You can't pay him.
A lot to unpack, and like you're talking about. But so quickly here before we go, and this is good. Now we have your contact info. We can bring you on anytime. Give us the rundown of how the tournament's going to work or the challenge. Well,
I have no idea. so we've got we have four teams. We hosted in 2003 with four teams. In 2014, because for a number of years it was six teams. But now that it's Ontario Hockey Association presents. So it's going to be a four-team tournament, single round robin. So we'll have two games Monday. We'll have two games Tuesday. And then Wednesday, Thursday night, we'll have single games. We have, I told you who's in a tournament, right? Yeah. And somebody gets knocked out after the round robin. And then the second and third place teams play off in the semi. Top teams goes to the final as a bye. And then on Saturday, April 22nd, we will have a game, and the winner will receive the Allen Cup. And I can email you guys, because I just got a deal today with our cable company, and I didn't want it on cable. I wanted it on, but because we just got awarded the event so late, I just ran out of time. But you're going to be able to live stream it across Canada. And that's, I'm an old guy. I got dinosaur shit on my shoes. I told you that. But the reality is that you're going to be able to live stream this thing across Canada, and that's good enough. TSN didn't want to carry it. And I understand that. I watched the World Junior Tournament. I didn't see a lot of ads. So I get that. But that's how it'll work. And we'll have an Allen Cup champion, which is the world's oldest national hockey championship.
So Hockey Canada's giving you the actual trophy to hand out in this thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Why have it without it? Yeah, it'll be in Dundas the week before the tournament. That's... The interesting thing is Phil Pritchard, who works for the Hall of Fame, the guy that carries the Allen Cup out with the white gloves.
Stanley Cup.
I drink beer with him. So wow. I could get the trophy. I just needed permission to hand it out. I didn't want to get it and sneak it out to Dundas and hand it out and get somebody going, holy shit, where'd you get that? So but anyway, no, Hockey Canada granted permission to, and they've sanctioned the event, and they've said carry on. So we kind of put it together because it's been stalled since COVID. Right. So you can't leave it forever stalled. And we wanted to make sure it was presented this year and next year. So I know you guys got to go, but I don't think you need a commercial break. But what we want to do is let the West. This is what I want to do. I don't know if it'll work. The West determine as an option who will come and play for the Allen Cup, and let the East do it. And West and East is determined by the Manitoba border. So Manitoba West, Ontario East. Like in the old days in 87 when they won us an Allen Cup, we that's how they did it, and that's what worked. This, I don't know how we do it, but you can have small tournaments in the West or just have a four-team tournament, and it makes it more reasonable to be able to get to the event financially, and you have a guy throw $1,000 a team in, like a tournament, to help subsidize travel. I think we can build the Allen Cup back to where it belongs.
Well, I'm glad we got your contact info, and we're going to be watching it. Do you run any of the socials, or someone else does that for, I'm sure it'll be promoted, and we'll like to, you know, retweet and make sure this, you know, people are aware of it out here and get a chance to watch it. I think what you're doing is fantastic. It takes someone like you to get things going.
Yeah. Do I look like I'm the social media guy? But I think if you go at Real McCoys and at Hamilton
Steelhawks,
Triple A Hockey, that's not in my bailiwick. We have lots of people that do it. We're on Facebook. Yeah. So look at you guys. Could be my grandkids. You guys figure out how to retweet it and everything else. But Innisfil retweet a bunch of stuff, right? And I don't know if Clarenville Caribou do that or not. But
yeah,
if you send me some stuff, I'll send it to some people that I work with that can share it. That would be wonderful. And you know what? I'm always grateful for guys that have some interest in senior hockey, and you guys do. And I absolutely love what you're doing. I'm sure you have a lot of fun at it. I'm sure you have a lot of bullshit doing it, but I think it's absolutely wonderful. And we need that in Ontario, but Saskatchewan guys love their senior hockey. And I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you again, the toughest guys I ever had play pro for me were from Saskatchewan. So I know how tough you guys are.
Do you remember any names? Any one guy, the toughest, the biggest, the baddest? Again?
Mel. Ingolstadt.
Yeah.
I signed a guy that went on to play pro, Ryan. He played pro for me. He played one game and he went on and he fought in the American League. I had four or five guys. Now you stumped me, right? So but I'm telling you, I'm not wrong. And you guys, maybe you guys are tough. Like Saskatchewan guys are either tough as
that's a different a podcast.
Or a bunch of wussies. So you're one or the other. And if you guys are wussies, I know your sisters are tough.
Thanks, hey, Don.
Thanks so much. We'll definitely stay in touch. And this was great, great insight. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for caring. See you guys.
Danny boy.
That was some fantastic insight and, shall I say, passion on senior hockey from Ontario. Obviously not familiar with what we do out here, and we weren't obviously very familiar with what they do out there. But, that was awesome. That guy's a beauty. I can tell he's a Don Cherry guy.
That's a good Don Cherry. And he's got dinosaur shit on his shoes or whatever, right?
I guarantee you he's got friends in low places. I guarantee you he's had a couple of pints with Don Cherry. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. Yeah, he was great. All right, senior hockey. It's been a slice.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening all year.
Yeah, thanks for the memories.
The plan for this show, as you're listening, you'll know, but the plan for this show is to release on Thursday. So tomorrow we'll have full Twirl. Our April 1st edition is going to come out tomorrow, Friday. A little, not going to put it out on the weekend. Got a legend. Western Hockey League legend.
Yeah.
NHL legend.
NHL legend.
Broadcasting legend.
Mustache legend.
The whole gamut.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, so tune into that. We think coming out tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody.
Later.
We're not sure.